Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the Bible principle of honor. How you honor others impacts your life. Or you could also say, if you operate in dishonor towards those whom God specifically instructs us to honor, you will experience negative consequences in your own life. This week we have been talking about 9 specific categories of people that God commands us in His Word to honor. Earlier this week, we spoke about the commandment to honor father and mother, and then to honor those in authority over you, including governmental officials, whether it be the president or your local policeman, or whether it be your employer or boss or supervisor on the job. God requires us to honor those in authority over us. We also took a look at honoring those in spiritual leadership according to 1 Timothy 5, verse 17. If you missed any of those segments, go to our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com and you can listen to any of this week's messages any time of the day or night. Today we are going to complete our series by taking a look at several other categories of persons that God directs us to honor, and then talk about practical ways to show honor. Remember, the word honor, as we've been using it, comes from the Greek word that means to prize or to fix a valuation upon, or by implication it means to revere or to value. God wants us to fix a valuation upon people because He has fixed a value upon them. So much of a value that He sent His only Son to die, even for the worst of sinners. God values every single human life on the earth that He created in His own image, and we are to show honor to people, even when they're imperfect, or perhaps even if they have acted dishonorably. We are still required to fix a value upon them. In 1 Peter 3, verse 7, we find this instruction to husbands. You husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered. This is a very interesting admonition because it indicates that honoring the spouse is tied to your prayers being answered. It says very simply that your prayers will not be hindered if you will show or give honor unto the wife. As we've said earlier, honor is displayed through the words that you speak, through your actions, and through your attitude. Are you honoring your spouse with your words? Do you dishonor your spouse in front of your children by mocking them, teasing them, saying, "You're so stupid, you don't even understand that"? Are you in any way dishonoring your husband or your wife, since wives are also instructed in Ephesians 6:33 to reverence their husbands? That implies honoring them. God wants us to show honor one to another. What kind of a household would it be if the husband and wife showed honor in the biggest and in the smallest ways to one another, so that the children learned to esteem and show honor to their parents by the example they observed in their parents? In Romans 12:10, we are instructed to honor fellow believers. It says, "Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." This was a direct command to the believers to show honor to each other. In fact, to honor them more than they would even honor themselves. God wants us to esteem one another highly. And yet we have seen in churches where people did not show honor one to another. God wants the believers to be an example of what love looks like to the world. But when we dishonor one another with our actions, our attitudes, or our words, we are going to sow seeds that we do not want to reap. You will reap whatsoever you sow, according to Galatians 6:7. And if you are sowing dishonor by looking down on someone else, by speaking words that are unkind or pointing out other people's failures or imperfections, those are examples of dishonor. And God clearly instructs us to honor one another. In Leviticus 19, verse 32, we find a very often overlooked scripture. It says, "You shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the aged, and you shall revere your God. I am the Lord." The Lord instructs us to honor the elderly. And yet in the United States, what was once a common practice of showing honor to those who were older, even to the point if an elderly person or an older person walked into a room, everyone in the room would stand up, give the best seat to that person, and then be seated in compliance or in obedience to this exact scripture that says, "You shall rise up before the gray-headed." It means if an old person walked in, you were to stand up. This has been overlooked, forgotten, cast away. Oftentimes now the elderly are looked at as a burden and put away somewhere where they will not be demanding upon the younger generation. This is a sad state of affairs for our country because we're violating this scriptural injunction to honor the aged. Another category of persons that the Word of God instructs us to honor is found in 1 Timothy 5:3, where it says, "Honor widows who are widows indeed." If you want to sow honor, if you want to begin to sow seeds of honor so that you might have good seed in the ground of your life, because the issue of honor is very important to God, then find a widow who needs assistance. That scripture was specifically given to the church to revere or to respect those who are widowed and then to help them in practical ways. And it was in reference to those practical ways of helping that that word was written. Find a widow who needs help and be respectful and see if there are things you can do for that person to be helpful in a practical sense of the word. Then the last area is found in 1 Peter 2, verse 17. And this covers every single category of person where it simply instructs us to honor all men. This would certainly apply to those who are the least of these, that many people would not show respect or esteem in any way, whether the person be disabled, mentally handicapped, perhaps a homeless person. You know, Jesus was the ultimate example of showing honor to all men, as we're commanded in 1 Peter 2:17. He treated prostitutes, tax collectors, and religious leaders with equal respect. When we look down upon any person for any reason, we are violating this principle of honoring all men. Remember that showing honor or bestowing honor is not based on whether they've done something to deserve honor, but it is based upon God's commandment to us to extend honor to people because God values people, and then we will always reap what we sow. Jesus in Matthew 5:22 said something very interesting. He said, "I say to you that everyone who's angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court, and whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be guilty before the Supreme Court, and whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell." Now, what on earth was Jesus saying when he said, "Whoever says raca shall be guilty"? The word raca means worthless, or another translation says good for nothing. If you say about someone, that person is worthless, and that seems to be a common thing these days, you are dishonoring someone that God called valuable. You are devaluing them. When God says honor all men, he's saying honor all men because I made them valuable. They were so valuable, I would die for them. But when we say that person's just a worthless fool, understand that you are doing the opposite of the word of God. You are devaluing, dishonoring someone that God calls valuable. Here are a few practical ways you can extend honor. First of all, make a decision to operate in this biblical principle of honor with your words, your attitudes, and your actions. Use your words to show high regard for the person and demonstrate respect by your choice of words. Eliminate from your speech all negative comments about others, no matter how justified you may feel such comments are. It would show more honor to remain silent than to engage in critical remarks about others. Guard people's reputations by refusing to participate in negative conversations about other people. How would you want people to honor you if your name came up in a conversation? You can do this even if the person has passed away. Choose to speak of their good qualities and you will be showing honor. If you're dealing with someone who's in authority over you, you can show honor to that person by promptly and cheerfully complying with his or her requests of you and by refraining from expressing disagreement about their methods of leadership with other people. You can extend honor to others by thoughtful acts such as sending a card or a note of encouragement, by giving gifts, by sending flowers on special occasions, even if your relationship has been strained in the past. Let's get in line with God's word about this principle of honor and open the door to receive the blessings of God that come to the person who honors all men.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.